I want to start in Psalm 127, verse 1. Hallelujah. 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 You know, I loved what I love that song. In his presence is where we belong. And Carlos just even said it when he stood up. That's what I was thinking is, you know, we need to become skilled at living in his presence. Pastor's been teaching so much about, and we're going to see this tonight, living out of our spirit. That's living in his presence. So that should be a goal for us. And that's not being woo-woo all the time. That's just always being, continually being connected. Connected. You know, so Psalm 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord build the house. We're going to do some building here tonight. We are building a house. God sent Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie here over 20 years ago because God wanted to build a house. And they went to work, and they have been building all these 20 years. And now we have this door of opportunity that is open before us to go further and plant and build. And what an incredible assignment that God has given us. Because there's people like us in Lee's Summit that need this. And we get to share our pastors with others. So we're going to pray. We're going to bring a supply of the power of God so the house is built right. So that we don't labor in vain that build it, but we build by the Spirit. And we build together. Matthew 11:28-30. Am I there? No, I'm not. I went to Carlos's scripture. But I've been really looking at this scripture because of some things that... I'm in the wrong scripture. Did I say Matthew 28? Matthew 11. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Maya. Did you read my notes? Because... you know, we're in transition. We're in a season that things are moving and changing and sometimes quickly, and what are we... And it says here in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. That goes back to, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain. It's heavy. It's heavy laden. It's hard. But if we come to him, he will show us the way. And it's done in the Spirit. And then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Oh my gosh, there's so much here. Take my yoke and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It says, he says three things. Come to me. Come to me. I will help you. But he says, I will give you rest. But it's come, take, and learn of me. There's three things that he's telling us to do. Come to me. I can help you. Don't try to do it on your own. You'll labor in vain. So where do we go? He says, come to me. What, you mean I go to church? Yeah, that's one thing. That's a good thing. Come to me. And then take my yoke. These are things that we have to do. We've got to come. We've got to come into his presence. And then we have to take his yoke. And then it gets better. He says, and learn. Learn of me. Let me show you my way of building the house. And so when we do these things, when we come, when we take, when we learn, and you know, the learning, this is not a one-time event. We do this every day. We come into his presence with thanksgiving and joy. We set our hearts to seek him first. And then he says, take it. take what I have for you. What does he have for us? He has joy, peace. He's got the plan. He's got the will of God. He's got the place that he has for us, which I think everybody in here, this is your place. And then we're to learn of me. He sent us a man and woman of God that we could learn of him, to teach us, to guide us, to love us. We're family now. You know, we were in, we went to South Dakota to see family. And, you know, it was part of it was sad because they don't have a pastor. They don't go to church. They're believers. You know, and we just were so full of gratitude that God sent a man and woman of God. And I've always said this, and we have to remember this. I want you to remember this because of the assignment on their lives. We got double. We got Pastor Jay and we got Pastor Debbie. And you know, it's like God created different colors of birds. Well, our pastors are very different. But when they come together, it brings increase to us, to develop us, to help us. But you know why? So that we can help them fulfill the plan, fulfill the assignment that God has put on their life. But you know what? It's not just their assignment. It is our assignment. It is our assignment. So we need to come, we need to take, and we need to learn of him. And then what do we get in exchange? His yoke. We get rest. We get peace. We get joy. Does that mean we just lay back and do no? Oh, no, no, no. We get instruction. We get direction. We get correction. We get rebukes because we're in training. We're in training for the glorious plan of God. So, you know, in Matthew 7, and you don't have to go there, but 24 and 25 says, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house on the rock. And the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. Listen, this church is founded upon the rock of the Word and the Spirit. And that is why we have the opportunity, the blessing, to be able to assist, bring our supply, to duplicate. Remember Pastor Jay said in the past, I wish I could just get a copier and, what is it, recreate more of you, more of you. Well, we're doing that. So this church has been built on the foundation of God's Word and the move of the Spirit. That doesn't happen everywhere. You know, I don't know if, you know, our family would be going to a church, but there really isn't one where they live. I mean, it's a very small town. And so we just are so blessed to have this. So sometimes I'm just left in, Carlos and I will just go, wow, you know, thank God. So that gives us that responsibility to learn of him, to pay attention, to pick up our cues to pray. And so, you know, we've been called to a heavenly vision. This is God's plan. It's not pastors. I mean, remember he said he was driving home, I think, from DeSoto, and the Lord said, I have more for your ministry here in this area. And what? You know, and then he said later, I knew what it meant. But it's like, you know, your head, like, I mean, you know, your head goes on tilt. But listen, God never called us to do what we can do in our own strength. And I love, you know, it takes faith. He'll never ask us to do something that doesn't take faith. And I love something that Reverend Stevens said recently when he ministered is faith is always, it's always a risk. It's always a risk. It's always asking you to step out of the boat, step onto the water, keep your eyes on him, learn of him. So this is a faith walk. So we're going to pray about the plant tonight, just so you want to know. So, the Lord said to Pastor when he came here to pastors, raise up a church that emphasizes prayer. And you know, initially for years he had to lay the foundation. He just had to teach us to get us to try to even think right, both of them. And now we're to that place, like it's been 2 years now that we've been having prayer. We had Monday night prayer, now we're having Wednesday night prayer. We have the Monday prayer group. And he took some aside in the early years and worked with us and trained us up so that we would understand. Because it's not, you know, praying religiously, it's learning to pray in the Spirit, under the anointing of the Spirit. And so he needs our support. They need our support. They need our help. And we are well able. Let's be a Joshua and a Caleb. We are well able. We have been equipped. Where's the foundation been laid? It's been laid in us. And so, you know, sometimes it's like, well, that's not really my thing, or, you know, I don't really quite understand. And, you know, back in the early days, we talk about, you know, we were together and Pastor and a few others would get on the bus and go somewhere. And we were the ones at the train station thinking, you know, what? You know, and surely we were going to get that phone call on Tuesday saying, yeah, you don't need to come anymore. Because you just did not feel spiritual at all. But I'm going to jump sideways here for a minute. I want to read something to you that just hit me was when in August when we had our time of prayer. And Pastor Ike was here. And he made a statement that everybody should listen to over and over. And so it was at the end of prayer. And he said, I can hear it in my spirit to remind you, it's easy. It's easy to bring your supply because it's already in you. And if I can say anything to you tonight, the supply that God has for you, for this church, is in you. Because God placed you in this church. So you have a supply. And if the enemy tries to come and tell you you don't, you got to answer that. You got to tell him he's a liar. No, because my God put me here. It's in you because he set you here. Spiritual supply is not something you work up. It's already in you. When we pray tonight, you're just going to draw up from what's already in you, what God has already put in you. And that's easy. You do it by faith. This is the issue. We learn to shut our head down. He gave you that, and he set you there. The Lord said to me, and this is Pastor Ike saying, remind them of how you got into when you were here and how I got into it. So I'm just going to share again with you how Pastor Ike got into learning and growing and developing and bringing a supply of the power of God to our pastors, because he does bring a great supply. Even while he's in Nigeria, he is still bringing a supply to his spiritual mom and dad. And he said, fellowship. 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 Did you fellowship with God today? You know, did you wake up excited? This is a new day, Lord. Hallelujah. I took time to fellowship with the Lord. Listen, it gets better. I took time to fellowship with the Lord, and I took time to repeat words that I heard pastors say. Come on. The Spirit of God was saying to him. So that became my point of fellowship. So what you're fellowshipping around, you begin to hear more about. So it's no longer, I come so we can pray about it. I fellowship with it away from here. So when I come here, that which I have been fellowshipping with begins to flow out. Man. You know, because I lead Monday morning prayer, and it's like he just articulated everything I've been trying to say forever. You know? I mean, for a long time. You know, it's just like, and I had to catch that. Because he actually put into words what sometimes we might struggle with. You know, there's some that are so faithful to come and just keep coming, just keep coming, just keep pressing in. But press in when you're at home. Fellowship around what pastors said, around what was said. And I'm not saying that just what he said, you know, through prophecy. All of it. Fellowship around what he said in services, the direction, and take it back to God and talk to him about it. Look at the scriptures. Light comes when we're sitting in a service. But I tell you what, you don't get a smidge of what that one verse has to say to you until you go home and you pick it back up and you look at it. And it starts rolling. It starts rolling. It's like, oh my gosh. And you get so excited, you want to call pastor. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, pastor, I got another revelation, but don't do that. So we come and we're ready. I fellowship with it away from here so I can come here, and that which I've been fellowshipping with begins to flow out. That's called the supply coming out of you. So if you want a greater supply flowing out, listen, it's already in you, but you got to tap into it. So if you want that supply to be a flow and an easy flow, because I tell you, you taste and see that the Lord is good. And you can get, you know, pastor has said to me once, you've been ruined for this, because it's, you got to have more of it. It's an adventure. You're tapping into the Almighty God and with an assignment. And I was so excited. We got a list. We got a list. We got an assignment right here. If you don't have one of these, you need to get one, because there's a lot on this list. There's a lot of prayer projects on this list. So I'll get into that later. But he says, otherwise you can turn it into works. When we get stuff like this, oh my gosh, what? You're not seeing it right. You're not catching the vision. You're seeing it mentally. What about the 10 spies? They came in and they saw the giants, and we looked like grasshoppers. And, you know, did they have a mirror back then? I mean, no, they drew back in trepidation. And this is just too much. Again, God never calls us to do something that we can do in our own strength. And the thing about it is when we are together and in unity, all things are possible. I'm just saying what the Word says. And so Pastor Ike goes on and says, it's supposed to flow naturally from your spirit. And the way to get into it, you hear pastors say, God said to me. The Spirit of God said this to me. The Spirit of God is saying, do this. This is where we're at. This is what we're to do. Then you go back in your own time and your own space, and you say, Father, because you sent me here, you gave me something to bring, and so talk to me about it. What's my part in this? What am I to do? Now, a lot of us, you know, our natural tendencies is to get, okay, I have to do this, 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 and we start organizing. So, and that's necessary. But I just want to put that aside for tonight, because this is about prayer, okay? We just don't sit back and that's all we do. And, oh, no, I can't, Miss Teresa, I got to pray. No, no. But when we pray and we hook up to it, the assignments become an easy flow. We might be challenged by them. That's where faith comes in. So, God said this to me. The Spirit of God said this to me. Whenever pastor says that, you got to write it down, make a note, and go back and listen to it again. I speak this from my heart. We don't catch enough of what he's saying, or maybe we don't really catch the heart of it. And with the time that we're in and all the transition, when you go back and you hear it again, there's something that happens in your spirit, because you get excited. And it's like, oh, you let God reveal to you what he's saying. And so you're fellowshipping with God about it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. So talk to God about it. He's saying, and you go to God, show me my part to play in it. I may not understand it, but the more you take the time to pray, you know, and how are we supposed to pray? Well, we always pray for our pastors, and we know the scriptures, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 3, Colossians, Thessalonians. We pray for them. So if we're praying for them, and you take time to pray, Pastor said, now how do we help him bring that to pass? Well, maybe one thing would be a good example, and I'm just using this as an example, is Let go of the offense that you have towards your neighbor. See, God will talk to you about these things because he can't move when there's discord in the body or discord in the home. So then your supply is hindered. So actually, it's the washing of the water of the word. So, and then take time to pray. Show pastor. Take time. You told pastor. You said. I say that a lot in my prayer time. Lord, you said to pastor. You said to train up this congregation. Now it's time to train up this congregation in how to move with the Spirit. Father, let me pull that out. Let me help when he teaches on that. I need that. I want that. I'm excited about that. I want to move with the Spirit. And not just come for teaching. Yes, we need it. Yes, it's necessary. But God has told him, now it's time. So come hungry. You know, you're sitting on the edge of your seat. How do you come to service? That's a whole teaching. So make it your point of entry in your prayer time. Now, I understand we have prayer time for our own things, but I'm saying when you pray for your church, when you pray for your pastors, take what they've said and make that your point of entry. Father, I always start out, Father, thank you. And you know, when you go and visit family, you just, oh, thank you so much. Not that we love them. They're wonderful people. But you see what they lack and what we're blessed with. So make it your point of entry. It becomes your way into the spirit realm. And the more you emphasize it, the more you recognize the part that you have in it. Otherwise, it becomes works. And that's what we have to pay attention to, that this does not become works, because it'll trip us up and we will fail. Unless the Lord build the house is built by the Spirit of God under the direction of our pastors. It is easy because the one who sent you here already gave you that supply. You don't struggle to bring the supply. I can go to God and say, God, you put it in me. So I'm just going to cooperate with you. I'm going to pray with my understanding, and then I'm going to pray in the Spirit. And I'm believing it's going to flow. And it can be dry and dead as a bone. But by faith, I have made power available to the plan of God. Don't let the enemy fool you. Oh, I didn't have a vision, and I didn't have a prophecy. And baloney. God looks at our heart. And we make tremendous power available when we come with a heart that's hungry to see the plan come to pass. He is searching for us. He is longing for us to bring that to pass. Hallelujah. You are made with a supply. He really talked a long time here. That's good, though. And what makes each joint effectual is you bringing the supply that's in you. Amen. Man. God will not say where in the place the supply in you does not match the voice you hear. The supply in you matches Pastor Jay's voice, matches Pastor Debbie's voice, because we are a body fitly joined together. God did this. He brought every single one of us that calls this place home, and more to come. By the Spirit, he led you here for a divine purpose. You know, it's not just fivefold ministry offices that have a divine purpose, that are called by God. We're all called. Hallelujah. The voice that you're hearing calls for the supply that's in you. You know, when you're sitting there and something goes off in you when pastor's preaching, you know, whatever it might be, that's that voice that's calling for you. And how many times have you faced a situation and you're like, you don't know what to do, and you hear Pastor Debbie in your head. You hear that voice. You hear what she said. That's a rescue. That's your help, because God works through men and women of God. And then he goes on to say that you just take it. Go back to your own prayer closet and begin to pray over it. When you start, you won't feel like you're spiritual, because your head will try to measure you in a way, and you know, like in the world's way, or like, okay, the person I was sitting next to, I don't know, she was having some spiritual experience and I had nothing. You got to press past that. Listen, it's in you. And there's a great, and you don't have to be, if you just pray quietly every single time, you know, that was one of the things Pastor taught us. It's not about, did you have a great, it's a heart. I came with a heart. But as you come with that heart and as you give yourself to that, he'll give you more. And there'll be ebbs and flows to your prayer time, and it'll be glorious. It'll be glorious. I'll try to finish up here what he said. You don't feel like it, but it's he who works in you to will and to do his good pleasure. He just needs you to yield. Just come and talk to me. I need just 15 minutes of your time, you know? And don't bring your list. Well, this one, yeah. you know, I'm way off my notes. I mean, I'm reading that. But Pastor Nancy said something that so, she ministered it. And I have been endeavoring to do it. And I'll just paraphrase it. But she said, we need to enjoy God. Our relationship with God becomes works. And since she said that, she said, I got saved because I wanted him. And I love what she said. I still want him. And then she went on to say that, you know, she's called into ministry, and we all are. And so we're about doing what God's called us to do. But she says, I didn't get saved to have a ministry. But he is the fuel for the ministry. Boy, just get a hold of that. I still want him. Do you all remember when you got saved? And the thrill and the excitement and the joy. We get thrilled when someone comes and they get saved. The thrill and the excitement. You know, when a family member gets saved, that fire should never go out. And that fire comes through fellowship with him. So I have, since I heard, it just went off in me. And not that I'm not enjoying God, but I endeavor to take time to enjoy him. No agenda, no, just, God, I love you. You're just so awesome. Carlos and I had the opportunity while we were back in South Dakota with his family, and we had a wonderful time. But we went to this monastery. It's now a retreat center. But it was a monastery built by the monks in 1950. And it's out in the middle of nowhere, literally. And this just by chance, this couple told us about this place. And so we thought, let's go out and see it. You know, it was a beautiful day. And we went with his sister the first day. And it was quite amazing that this piece of land, I don't know how many acres, but maybe, I don't know, 100, 150? Well, actually more, because there's two lakes on it. And, you know, these monks started out with a plan. And they built this phenomenal campus so people could come. Now, a lot of it was Catholic. We saw a lot of that. But we were walking through the building, which wasn't a big thing to me, except I walked into the sanctuary and I just thought, I wonder what sounds of heaven have been in this place, you know, to a degree. I was looking at all the books. You know, there's books, you know, because there would be different rooms for activities, and they had things, and they had a lot of books. And you're looking, I'm going, oh, yeah. I remember that. but I stopped. Remember, we were walking. I said, Carlos, look. It's a miracle. Kenneth Hagin's Triumphant Church was laying on the table. You know, God can supersede and get through anything. And it just blessed me, because there was this place that's been set apart for the work of God they were all self-contained. You know, they farmed, they raised everything, they did it all themselves, and they were there actually to share the gospel with the Indians there. And so it was a good work. But now, you know, the monks, I guess they're all gone. Well, there's one that's still there, but the land, the atmosphere that was there was peace. It was joy. It was quiet. The land was beautiful. It was a slice of heaven is what I would call it. And so the next day, you know, Carlos and I are you know, because when you know him, things begin to move in you. And, you know, we wanted to take time to just get quiet. So the next day it's like, Carlos, I want to go back out there. And he goes, yeah. And so we went out there, and just for a time, we just sat there. And, well, I think we each had a book, but we just sat there outside. We didn't go in the building. And just took in enjoying God, being quiet. And, you know, we walked the trails and we walked. But it was like, this is what part of enjoying God means. Now, it might be something different for you, but I don't think it's going to the mall. You know, because, well, you know, we all like to do different things. But get away and get quiet and enjoy him. Enjoy him. It said that it is he that makes us strong. Well, we got to go and be in his presence. So we took that time just to be in his presence. And it was the joy and the rejoicing of our heart. Because we need that. I said all that to say, we need those times. And we have to work them into our lives because we can get busy, 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 busy. But it was a time of enjoying him, fellowshipping with him, not about anything in particular. I just loving on him, you know? And so, you know, when Pastor Ike was talking about this too, and then Pastor Nancy said that, I encourage you to take time to fellowship with God. And, you know, you start out fellowshipping with him. You start out thanking him and praising him. And that will maybe lead then. Okay, now we have things that we want to bring to the throne room of God and bring a supply of the power of God. This will not happen without us. Well, it will, but it may be somebody else that God has to move on, and that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So you begin to say, Father, I am responding by faith. You know, when you come to prayer and it's time to pray, which we're going to pray in a minute here, is that it's like, I do this by faith. I bring a supply by faith. Everything we do with God, we do it by faith. We have to shut this down. You know, we're very skilled. We go to school. We get degrees. We get educated. And then sometimes we get puffed up. Jesus said, I am meek and lowly of heart. So his voice becomes a rallying sound, and he'll say, let's go. And everybody knows where we're going because you've been taking what you're hearing and fellowshipping with, and then it becomes more real to you, and more fruit comes out of you, and then you get into the next room and the next room and the next room. There are rooms. You know, we're at a door. The Lord showed me this, and there's adversaries at the door. God's taking us, this congregation, through a door of increase. But the adversaries are at the door, so it's time to just take that time and fellowship with him. Press into him in the spirit. And it becomes more real to you as you fellowship with him. That's what my heart was yearning for when pastors were talking. Oh, he's talking about the rooms. I'll skip that. But it begins with you taking this time in your private time to fellowship, brew over it. So take whatever you heard him say, make that a point of fellowship. You need to write that down. I'm gonna take what Pastor has said and make it a point of my fellowship with God when I pray about the assignment. Ask questions. God's not afraid of us asking questions. You know, where's my role? What can I do? You know, it's like we have the pile-up offering coming. And we've all gotten, you know, we've heard some testimonies, or we're going to hear some testimonies, and we're excited, and we're all doing our thing and using our faith. And that's exciting, isn't it? I mean, I got excited and was doing different things, and I still not where my goal is going to be. But it's coming. Because, see, I'm exercising my faith. Bring a supply. bring your faith and your supply will flow. Take whatever you've heard him say. That is a point of fellowship, or whatever Pastor Debbie said, and begin to speak over it. I bless that plan you gave pastors. Show me how to bring a supply to it and begin to pray. Begin to pray in tongues. You are bringing your supply to him, and once you begin to bring a supply to it, it connects you. Your supply connects you, so you will no longer feel like an outsider. I said all that to say that. You will no longer feel like an outsider. Your supply connects you. Every joint is held and compacted together by what is coming out of each joint. Every single one of you is important. It changes everything. So instead of wondering what is your part, this is your part. Amen. This is your part spiritually. Yeah. Glory to God. And it's in you. It's already there. I just got to pull it out. You know, the love of God's in me, and I don't always walk in it, do I? Carlos could testify. Anybody that's married can testify. But you know what? It is in me, and I'm becoming more skilled at dipping down and saying, oh, no, no, no. And you know what? Joy's in me. And when I get some bad news or I get up and I feel like being in the mully grubs, you know what? I got joy in me. I got joy in me. I just put on Joel Siegel, just joy, just joy. I got to stir myself up. I got to use my faith. I got to grow up. Do this on a regular basis and it will begin to flow. And so, and then at the end, Pastor Jay said this, and he just said it very quietly. He said, you start praying about it and it will connect you. And I just so wanted to bring this to you as a congregation, that because this, where we're in, we do need to emphasize prayer, where God has us at this door. And I know that Pastor mentioned by the Spirit, I think it was back in August sometime, about, you know, that we need to be alert and watchful for the next 18 months. And the thing about that was, is somebody said, 18 months? And I'm like, you didn't see it right. God is instructing us to be alert and watchful in the Spirit so we can get through the door. And remember what he said at the end? I'm so glad I didn't quit. I'm so glad I didn't give up. I'm so glad. And we'll all be so glad. But be alert in the Spirit. Not mental. Oh, because you know what? Mentally brings fear. Oh, in the Spirit. So this is a season where we've got to dig down in. And the thing about this is, you start doing that, and you will increase in a measure that God can take us further into more and more and more. So look at it as good news, not 18 months. We have an opportunity to grow, to develop, to advance. And you know what we're advancing? The kingdom of God. And you know what's in the kingdom of God? People. People. People that need to hear this message. This message needs to get out. God has put this in them. They have been such an example for us, and it's time that we share it with others. And so we can help. Pastor said by the Spirit that this plant would be easier. And one of the things, this is me saying, thinking this, I don't know if Pastor said it, but is that it's because he's got us. I mean, when they came here, we were pretty rough, honestly. And so he's got us. But what he's got is he's got people who pray, who know how to pray. Because that's why, remember the story, he had to pull off the road because he was getting out into things and the attacks came. Listen, we got to have a hedge of protection around them. You think you might get targeted? And I know that they always walk in the victory, but you know what? We don't even want, we don't want any hindrance. We love them. There are, praise the Lord. But Pastor said that. You start praying about it and it will connect you. And he said at the beginning, before Pastor Ike. He said, you know, God has provided a means that our spirit can fellowship with him. But then he went on to say, there is a whole other realm of fellowship with him together with other people. And he's talking about the corporate prayer that takes unity of the spirit, a connection in the heart of honor, a depth of the spirit, and it takes interest. And are we interested? And then he said, you should say, that's me. I'm going deeper. I honor the move of God. I'm on board with all of this. So I think, gosh, yeah, praise the Lord. Prayer supplies what's needed. You know, it's not, it gives us the direction, and it's revealed through our pastors. You know, we might have, the staff here has been working diligently of getting the logistics of, you know, the steps and stuff I don't even know about. But I know that they've been very hard at it. And so those are all important. But when we can bring a supply of the power of God, we're bringing supply to that. Creative ideas, witty inventions, buildings that need to be, you know, negotiations, services, the next steps of faith, and steps being ordered correctly, things being put in place right. So let me see if I have anything else. Otherwise, I just like to pray, but I might have something that I want to mention. But I wanted to emphasize those two things is take his yoke. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And this is a lifestyle. And oh my, I mean, do you want to live like the world? We have a choice. You know, when things you think are getting hard, take a step outside. This is an easy flow. Hallelujah. Well, let's go to 2 Timothy 1. 2 Timothy, I'm going to read that one. Like I said, I have pages and pages, but for another day. Well, I think I want to do this real quick. Bear with me. Here it is. God is looking for Davids. The Lord said to Pastor, the day you're living in, the time you're in now in the church will be like the time of David when he was raised up to kill Goliath. Many who were officially recognized as the army of God in his day, and many were more visible in those positions, did not have the answers for a situation that arose among the people of God. But God said, I bypassed them and sent a man prepared in the spirit to do exploits for God. So in your day, many who are recognized as leaders in the body of Christ will be bypassed by those who have been prepared in secret for a divine purpose in this hour. We are called here for a divine purpose. You know, he was ministering to ministers that day, but I took it. We are called to a divine purpose. We are being prepared by God for a mighty work. Amen. And we need to see it that way. Just as David was being, you know, I think of David out there with the lion and the bear practicing. And we've had opportunities to practice and to become skilled and use our faith. You know, we survived derecho, and we survived really, really well. Right from the beginning, we're coming out ahead in this. Situations with the daycare, we're coming out ahead in this. You know, all the things that you know, we've used our faith. We purchased land. We paid off the land. Now we paid off the parking lot. And do you notice that the flow is becoming easier? Because we're becoming more skilled with our faith. God needs our faith. And as we become more skilled with our faith, as we become more skilled with our faith in prayer, the flow will begin to be an easy flow. But it's all done by faith. So God went on to say, I don't know, I just want to skip through this. You know, and it's not, like he says, it's not that God likes some better than others. He just needs those that will cooperate with him in the Spirit. Churches are looking for the next new method, and God is looking for men and women who are on fire for him and willing to submit to him, willing to submit to a man of God that that they've been placed under. So we need to understand our part, and it's just, you know, it starts with, guess what, showing up. Showing up, listening, and taking heed to what pastor says. And that doesn't mean just about planting a church. That means whatever. Take the scriptures. Let the word talk to you. Let you talk. Take time to talk to God about what he has said to you personally. And I'm talking about in your personal life, you know, in your family, in your marriage, whatever, what faith projects do you have? But when you bring that supply, when you can include that supply to bring to the local church, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. You know, it's just amazing how these, and I know we all have testimonies. So I think that I'm going to stop there. I got a lot more, but we're going to stop there. I just want you to understand my heart, you know, when to emphasize prayer. Pastor's been saying that for a long time. Even God sent him to pastor, and he didn't see pastoring in his future. And he was struggled with that a little bit. But he sees that God never sends a lone ranger out. And he needed a base, and we're it. Isn't that wonderful? We get to help. We get to bring a supply. We get to see miracle signs and wonders. You know, the miracles, you want miracle signs and wonders? Show up and be on the edge of your seat. Be willing to pray before you come. You know, have a prayer life. And we will see the greater moves of God. And we'll start calling. It was a Dr. Dufresne talked about the miracles are included in their ministry. And then we'll say, well, yeah, but, you know, that's when he's on the road. No, wait a minute. No, watch your mouth. Miracles are going to be here. In this place, in this house, because we're hungry. We're calling for them. We want them. So praise God.